Hola, it is Fabi here, and I want to talk about something that runs quietly underneath almost every single expert in business that I look at. The thing that you're the best at is actually the thing that you're least likely to charge for. Not because you decided that, but because it doesn't feel like anything at times. It comes out of you automatically. You do it in the first 10 minutes of a call with a client without noticing that you even did it. And when you sit down to write about your work, it never even makes the page. You skip right past it, and you skip past it for one of three different reasons. Number one, you think, well, everybody probably knows this. This is too simple or too obvious. Or you think, well, that's not special. That's just how I think. It comes naturally. Or the most expensive one is thinking, well, that's not a service. That's just what I do. So you don't want to name it. And here's the whole problem of all of that in one sentence. The market can't pay you for it, what it cannot see. Your depth is obviously very real. It's just invisible. And so today I'm going to show you exactly where that depth is disappearing and why the very thing that made you exceptional is the thing that is hiding it from you in the first place. So now, if you are an expert, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a professional service provider, over 40, I feel like this really, really fits you in particular. And I would say that it's more true the better that you are at what you do, because you've got 15, 20, 25 years of pattern recognition within you. Your peers need 5 sessions to see what you see maybe in like 5 minutes. And you've stopped noticing that you do that right now. It stopped feeling like a skill years ago. It just feels like, well, you're paying attention. That's it. But right there, that is the trap. And it means that the gap between what you're worth and what your marketing says you're worth is not a small thing. It's massive at times, and it's been widening the whole time that you've been getting better and better. So here's what I want you to sit with. You've probably assumed that your messaging problem is a writing problem, that the words just haven't come out right yet, that one more rewrite, one better copywriter, one sharper tagline is going to be the thing that ultimately fixes it. But this is not simply a writing problem. You can't write about something that you stopped being able to see for yourself. And the reason you've stopped seeing it is not that you're careless, it's mastery. There's an actual mechanism behind this. It has a name. And once you know it, every single failed rewrite that you've ever had or attempted at suddenly is going to start making sense for you. So what I want to do is I want to show you how it works. And let's start very first with the pattern, because once you see it, you're going to find it everywhere in your own business. I know that I have found it for my own as well. So the thing is that there's an inverse relationship between how hard something feels to you and how much you actually charge for it. The thing that took you a lot of work and effort last year, you're gonna happily build an offer around it. It feels like work and it feels like it counts. But the thing that you've done maybe 10,000 times that took you 20 years to make automatic, that comes out of you without any effort at all, you're gonna give that maybe like the first 15 minutes of a discovery call and not invoice for that thing at all, right? Like it's like, that's easy. Effort to all of us or a lot of us feels like value. But the reality is that effort is not value. Effort is just the part that you haven't automated yet. The thing that costs you nothing to do is the thing that costs you the most to actually build. So where does this actually show up? Because it's not really as abstract as you think. It shows up in 3 very specific, very fixable places. The first one, people typically lead with modalities. You say, well, I do somatic work, theta healing, NLP, disc profiling, cognitive behavioral frameworks, certified in this, trained in that, and the buyer's eyes are going flat, like what? Not because they don't care, but because they have no idea what any of those modalities are for how you work. They don't understand. So what they're buying is what ultimately changes. And here's the thing that is really ironic here. You list those modalities because you're trying to prove that you have a lot of depth. That list took you years and a lot of money very likely to learn and to earn. But to the buyer, it reads as jargon. And jargon is the fastest way to sound exactly like the other 4 people that they're considering right now who have the exact same certifications listed on their websites right now. Think about like when you're on a plane, for example, and there's an announcement happening from the pilot and the pilot comes on and says, well, good afternoon. We're going to be running dual turbofan engines at approximately 82% thrust, maintaining a cruise altitude with a tailwind component of 40 knots along the Northern Corridor. What? Like everything that the pilot said might be true and probably impressive for anybody that gets it, but I don't know what that means. And I don't really care as long as you're going to get me where I want to go. Because the thing that the passenger really wants to hear is, well, we're landing at 4 p.m. and the weather is fine. That's it. The expertise is what lets him say that sentence with confidence, but that expertise is not the sentence. That's not what people care about right here. So the lesson here is that your modalities are what let you make the promise, but ultimately, they're not the promise. The second leak that I see is a little bit bigger because it's the one that costs you personally the most. You describe what you do instead of naming the very specific problem that only you can see. I want you to hear the difference. Like if I were to say, I help women through identity transitions, that is a service description. It's accurate maybe, and it's clear. And there are 200 people who could have written that same sentence. Now, there's another version that names the exact invisible thing that's happening to that woman that nobody else has put a name to. The pattern that you watch play out in 80 different clients that she thinks is unique to her and is secretly shameful. That thing is where she reads it, and when she hears it, she feels like, well, how do you know that about me? The first one sounds like a lot of people, but the second one is the one that nobody really knows. That second one is what I call your angle of mastery. It is literally the very specific lens through which you see problems, and you already have it. You use it constantly. You just very likely have not named it because to you, it's not just a framework, it's how the problem obviously works. And finally, the third leak here is where all of this hits in your bank account, where it's you pricing low and you telling yourself a story around why. Well, I wanted to be accessible, or I want to be able to help more people. I'm going to raise it once I have more proof. So what I want to do here is I want to offer you a little bit of a harder read, because when the message is vague, the price has to be low to basically compensate. You can't charge premium for something that people can't immediately see the value of. They don't understand it. So your price is quietly going to drop to the level of clarity, not the level of the work. So you having a $27 membership, a $997 package, the I'll figure out pricing later, those right there are not business decisions. They are symptoms that the price is finding its own level to match the message that isn't showing what's really underneath it. And so here's how you can tell right now if it's a positioning issue and not a marketing issue. You know experts with a fraction, like literally a fraction of your expertise, who are charging four times what you charge. Same market, same buyer, same economy, but the difference here is not depth. You have more of that very likely. The difference is that their depth is visible and yours is still on the table marked like somewhere. You're hiding it. So before I jump into the real mechanism underneath all of these three things, the actual reason that you can't see your own value right now, which is the part that I find changes everything, I want you to do me a quick favor. If this is landing right now, can you hit subscribe and turn on notifications? Every week, I break down exactly how it is that established experts can make their depth more visible so that the market can finally pay for what you deserve. This is the stuff that almost nobody is saying out loud, and you don't want to miss what's coming next. So make sure that you subscribe, you tap the little bell, and let's get into it. Okay, so here's what's actually happening, okay? And it's certainly not a flaw in you. This is a documented stage of mastery. In learning theory, it's called unconscious competence, okay? So it's that final stage. It's what happens after conscious effort collapses into instinct. It's that point where you know something so deeply that you can no longer remember not knowing it. So that means that you can no longer imagine the person who doesn't know it either, which means that you now assume that everybody knows exactly the same things that you know, which means that you don't say it. So your greatest asset is buried inside the exact stage of mastery that makes it invisible to you. The thing that makes you extraordinary is the thing that you stopped experiencing as extraordinary because you've been doing it for so long, it dissolved into, well, that's obvious. That's how everybody thinks. And this is why every attempt that you've made to fix it has ultimately failed, because look at what you were searching for. AI can't extract it. Like AI works by averaging what already exists publicly. So your unconscious competence has never been written down by you or by anybody else, likely. There's nothing for you to average. Feed it to your vague website and it will hand you a more polished version of vague or generic, which is why the order matters more than anything else in your business right at this minute. You need to begin with extraction. Then you amplify, but if you do it the other way around, you're just making invisible louder. So the way that it works is not by staring harder or trying harder, right? You've tried that, I'm sure. You sat down with a blank page and asked yourself, what makes me different? And it didn't come up with anything. And then you quietly concluded, well, maybe I'm just not that different. Maybe I'm just similar to everybody else. But that conclusion was actually wrong, because the question ultimately was wrong. What makes me different is unanswerable from the inside for exactly the reason that we just covered. It asks you to see the thing that you stop being able to see. But the small specific questions, those you can answer without any type of effort at all. So questions are, what's true in every single one of your client results? What do you do in the first 10 minutes of a conversation with a client that you assume everybody else does? What's the thing that clients always say back to you in their own words that they've never heard anybody say before? What is it that you believe about your field and about your niche, your industry, that your peers would probably argue with? Those right there are the types of questions that are gonna pull the material up. And then somebody outside the house has to read across those answers and point at the thing that you walked back past by and said, okay, here it is. That's the $11,000 book, because you're never going to point at it yourself. To you, it's just a Tuesday. And here's the question that I want you to sit with today. What's the thing that you do so easily that you've never once thought to charge about it? Because that, my friend, is very likely it. That's the book on the table marked with a dollar. Like, that's what you need to focus on. And you won't find it by thinking harder about it. You're going to find it the way that anybody finds it, with somebody outside your own house asking better questions and reading what comes out, finding the through line, finding the pattern, finding the ideas that you can't see for yourself. That's exactly what I do on my brand message assessment. This is a 15-minute brand call with me where I'm gonna take a look at your messaging and tell you exactly what I see, where you're leading with modalities instead of the outcomes that they're actually buying, or what is a specific problem that only you can name, the one that you've been treating as obvious and simple and like obviously again, and why your prices settle where it has, and what has to be visible before it can go and move. So go to brandmessagesession.com right now, or you're gonna find the link for it underneath this episode, and let me know in the comments, what's the thing that you do that feels too obvious for you to charge for? Make sure, my friends, that you subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini. I will see you in another episode. Bye.